Week of December 21st through 27th. Weekly Bible reading, Leviticus 14 and 15. Song 122 and prayer. Opening comments, 1 minute. Treasures from God's Word. Pure worship requires cleanness, 10 minutes. Men had to purify themselves of uncleanness. Leviticus 15:13 through 15 reads,
"When the discharge stops and the person becomes clean from it, he will then count 7 days for his purification, and he must wash his garments, bathe himself in running water, and he will be clean. On the 8th day, he should take 2 turtle doves or 2 young pigeons and come before Jehovah at the entrance of the tent of meeting and give them to the priest. And the priest will offer them, the one as a sin offering and the other as a burnt offering. And the priest will make atonement for him before Jehovah concerning his discharge."
Insight on the Scriptures, Volume 1, page 263. Women had to purify themselves of uncleanness. Leviticus 15:28 through 30 reads,
"However, when she is clean from her discharge, she will count for herself 7 days, and afterward she will be clean. On the 8th day, she should take 2 turtle doves or 2 young pigeons, and she will bring them to the priest at the entrance of the tent of meeting. The priest will make the one a sin offering and the other a burnt offering, and the priest will make atonement for her before Jehovah concerning her unclean discharge."
Insight on the Scriptures, Volume 2, page 372, paragraph 2. Jehovah expects pure worship from his people. Leviticus 15:31 reads,
"Thus you must keep the Israelites separate from their uncleanness, so that they do not die in their uncleanness by defiling my tabernacle, which is in their midst."
Insight on the Scriptures, Volume 1, page 1133. Digging for spiritual gems, 10 minutes. What can we learn from the purification procedure for a cleansed leper? Leviticus 14:14 reads,
"Then the priest will take some of the blood of the guilt offering, and the priest will put it on the right earlobe of the one cleansing himself, and on the thumb of his right hand, and on the big toe of his right foot."
Verse 17 reads,
"Then the priest will put some of the remaining oil in his palm on the right earlobe of the one cleansing himself, and on the thumb of his right hand, and on the big toe of his right foot, over the blood of the guilt offering."
Verse 25 reads,
"He will then slaughter the young ram of the guilt offering, and the priest will take some of the blood of the guilt offering and put it on the right earlobe of the one cleansing himself, and on the thumb of his right hand, and on the big toe of his right foot."
Verse 28 reads,
"And the priest will put some of the oil that is in his palm on the right earlobe of the one cleansing himself, and on the thumb of his right hand, and on the big toe of his right foot, on the same places that he put the blood of the guilt offering."
Insight on the Scriptures, Volume 1, page 665, paragraph 5. What did the law regarding malignant leprosy in a house teach the Israelites about Jehovah? Leviticus 14:43 through 45 reads,
"If, though, the contamination returns and breaks out in the house after the stones were torn out and the house was scraped and replastered, the priest will then go in and inspect it. If the contamination has spread in the house, it is malignant leprosy in the house. The house is unclean. He will then have the house pulled down, its stones, its timbers, and all the plaster and mortar of the house, and carried outside the city to an unclean place."
Awake, January 2006, page 14, box. What spiritual gems from this week's Bible reading would you like to share regarding Jehovah, the field ministry, or something else? Student Bible Reading, 4 minutes or less. Leviticus 14:1 through 18. Work on study point 5, accurate reading.
Apply yourself to the field ministry. Initial call, 3 minutes or less. Begin with the sample conversation. Offer a magazine to address a topic raised by the householder. Work on study point 16, upbuilding and positive. Return visit, 4 minutes or less. Begin with the sample conversation. Introduce and discuss, but do not play, the video, Jehovah's Witnesses, Who Are We? Work on study point 11, enthusiasm. Bible study, 5 minutes or less. Good News from God, lesson 11, paragraphs 6 and 7. Work on study point 19, effort to reach the heart.
Living as Christians, Song 76. Keep using the magazines. 10 minutes, discussion. Organizational accomplishments. 5 minutes. Play the organizational accomplishments video for December. Congregation Bible study. 30 minutes or less. Pure worship of Jehovah restored at last. Chapter 2, paragraphs 10 through 18. Concluding comments. 3 minutes or less. Song 118 and prayer.